Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, everyone. My name is Devanand Tilaksingh, Chair of the GTLD Review Group for this conference call on 6th August 2012 at 1500 UTC. Just to go over the agenda for today's call, we will be, after this introduction and the roll call, we'll do a review update of any review group statement of interest. This is a standing action item on all agendas for all review group calls. Next, we'll be discussing the comments raised on the wiki page of regarding the application by Amazon regarding the applyforstring.book. And next, an update regarding the developing a one-page summary of the ALAP at-large objection process. And then any other business next steps. Does anyone have any suggestions, comments on the agenda? Going once, going twice. Very well. Okay, so the agenda is adopted. Can Natalie or anyone from staff please do a roll call?
This is Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the new GTLD review group meeting on the 6th of August 2012. On the call today, we have Justin Chu, Aziz Hilali, Yoris and Liz Paul, Devanand Tilaksingh, Marcelo Tulez, Kenny Huang, Alan Greenberg, Alexander Kondorov, and Olivier Crepin-Leblom. We have apologies from Steph Weiss, Adela Dantu, Fouad Bajouan, and Claudia Vanko. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matash Tiani, and myself, Matthew Kerrigan. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Des.
Thank you, Natalie. I just want to also update that Fatimata has also sent her apologies as she's not in a position to receive any emails for the next week and a half. So just note that in the apologies. Very well. So the next item on the agenda is the review of any review group statements of interest. I just want to ask anyone on this call whether has there been any change or any update regarding their statement of interest or potential conflicts or in anything of that sort? Once. Okay, going twice. Very well. Okay. Well, very well. There being no updates or changes to the review group's statement of interest, we can then continue to the next item on the agenda. Okay, now this is regarding the comments related to that was received by the review group. It was from Internet New Zealand regarding the applicant Amazon EU regarding its application for .book. Now, and I see Heidi has already posted a link to this in the chat. Now, there's been a lot of comments on I have to say I'm grateful for the comments that have been posted on the wiki by at large and by the review group. And my concern is what we have to do now at this step is to look at whether, I should say, sorry, let me just bring up the text here. We need to confirm three things. One, a review of the comments that's been raised on the wiki page. Decide on whether to send a comment regarding the application from Amazon on .book to the ALAC today. And also then confirm the content of such a comment if the decision is taken to submit the comment. Now, just to clarify what we're referring to by what I mean by a comment, the deadline for comments to be submitted to ICANN's public comment forum is August 12th, which is the conclusion of the 60-day application comment period. Now, the comments are typically directed at either the evaluation panels or on objection grounds, particularly limited public interest or community objection grounds. So, if I may try to summarize the issues here, Internet NZ has submitted a comment on community objection grounds, and what essence, if I was to try to summarize it, and I have to thank Eduardo for condensing the Internet New Zealand's comment, that they claim that the new GTLT policy of private closed registration, that is, of granting sponsoring organizations exclusive rights over GTLDs without obligating said organizations to open up registration of second-level domains to others, is anathema to the openness of the Internet as well as a number of other fundamental principles embraced by them. They mentioned the .book GTLD application made by Amazon as an example of such anti-competitiveness, and because in its application, Amazon stated that only it and its corporate subsidiaries would be able to register a second-level domain under .book. Internet NZ infers that ICANN should introduce a second-level domain registration policy to the new GTLD program, and they emphasize that the role of openness has been fundamental to the Internet's success, and that Internet NZ firmly believes that this should not change. So, I have some concerns regarding whether a comment should be filed on this or not. And my concerns are in three areas. One, and then I'll open it up the floor to questions and comments. Internet NZ's comments that they are applying, they are stating this on community objection grounds, the community being the community of Internet users, is, I think, a bit too vague and not really a specific community as designated by the what is defined by a community in the applicant guidebook. That's one concern. The second concern is that, well, the comments, and I guess this goes into what the intent of the comment that would be submitted in the application comment period. Comments that are submitted on objection grounds during the application comment period are meant to be read by the public, and by the independent objector. And the independent objector might then decide, based on the comments on the comment or comments read, that the independent objector would then file a formal objection, based on the comment. So far, what I see, and again, I'm opening this up for discussion by the group or by the guests, that I'm not sure whether this comment is really meeting this threshold. So I guess a third comment is, well, actually, let me hold back on that, and I think I'll just open it up for questions from the floor. I see Alan has raised his hand. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve making any comments on the substance, but a question. Do we know if they also submitted a similar comment to the ICANN comments?
Thank you, Alan. This is Dave. To my knowledge, they have not done so as yet. I have not really checked over the last 4 or 5 days, though.
Just one point that I think you implied something differently, but I'm not sure. I thought they said in their comment that they do not have standing to file an objection, but this is a comment period, so standing doesn't matter. I thought they said that this explicitly was not an objection; it was just a comment.
This is Dave. Thanks, Alan. This is what they said in their statement, that that given that this comment is not a formal objection, there's no need to explicitly define to show proof that the community...
I thought they had acknowledged they didn't have standing, but I may have misread that. Thank you.
The way I interpreted was that they said, if you look at paragraph 5 of their statement, they said that the community in question is the Internet community, and it then says, this comment is not a formal objection, and therefore a showing of standing is not required.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, but what they are saying is that the Internet community, whether represented by Internet NZ or the ALAC, will be affected explicitly and implicitly by the introduction of any, what the terms private, closed, GTLD ownership regimes. So, I would like to now open the floor for any comments regarding this. You've read most of the comments on the wiki page. What are your thoughts of regarding this? Before I... If not, I'm going to start asking people directly.
It's Alan. I do have some comments, but I want to let the group members speak first.
Sure. Okay. Very well. Okay. While some group members may have some comments, Alan, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, their statement that the Internet GTLDs have always been open and this changes things, I believe is a fallacy. We have plenty of GTLDs right now which have limited membership. There's .edu, .gov, .int, .museum, .aero. There's a whole host of them that have various rules about who can have second-level domains and who can't. So I don't think this is a new situation. The specifics certainly are new. And second of all, what they're proposing is potentially a fine rule, but it's a rule that should have been made during the design process of the GTLD process, and it's a bit too late now to say, oh, we didn't think of it, because in fact we did think of it, and the community, not necessarily with all of us agreeing, decided we're not going to make any value judgments on these kind of things. So I think the ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it has merit or not is rather moot. It's a bit late now.
Yoru, go ahead.
I agree that actually it's a bit too late, because what, as I see this problem, and I sent an email to the list because I was unable to get posted on the wiki, that what Amazon is doing is actually, you know, it's a visible, very big market player in a certain segment, which happens to be books, and they want to have a dot book just for themselves, and that's. But I mean, this should have, as Alan said, this is something that should have been thought of before. I mean, basically, businesses, visible market players, trying to privatize a generic term for themselves, and it's a bit too late now. In my email, I also said that this is there are a few other cases. Just for reference, one is that L'Oreal has applied for beauty and hair, Johnson & Johnson has applied for baby, and so on and so forth. So Amazon is not really even alone here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ru. And I think what Alan and Yoro, your comments I share your sentiments, in that I feel that this comment is really potentially affecting, it's a fundamental one that affects not just this application, but actually a wide variety of applications. And this, how should I put it, this usage scenario probably should have been brought up when the discussions on the new GTLDs, you know, from late 2006 or 2008 to the actual launch should have been mentioned and a form of policy raised. And that's really one of my key concerns here, that the comments, it makes a policy consideration, and that this policy is a far wide-ranging policy that affects not just this application, but rather the entire, but affects the entire, the concept of how generic top-level domains are being treated under this new GTLD program.
Yeah.
So, Yodo, I see your hand still raised. Is that a...
Dev, it's Alan. The board did reserve the ability to itself to reject applications based on public interest, on overriding public interest. But I cannot see them rejecting half of them, and as you point out, there's an awful lot of them, which may not be as blatant as Amazon's explicitly saying no one else can register second-level domains. But clearly, you know, Johnson & Johnson and or L'Oreal have proprietary interests in using the name to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there would be an awful lot of them the board would have to refuse based on these grounds. And I'm not sure we should be pushing for it or that it's likely to happen, but certainly mm-hmm. this group can decide otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. This is Dave. The other thing that also comes to mind is that it seems to also, in effect, also say that, touches what you said at the very beginning. Several GTLDs are like community, what I will term like community generic top-level domains, where the community is a very specific community that only certain registrants with specific qualifications can apply. I think you specified .museum, for example. That means only museums can apply for it. It's not open to the public as such. So in a way, I kind of worry that this statement as from Internet NZ also kind of goes against that as well, which I don't think is, I could be wrong, but I don't think that was the intent. So does anybody else have any thoughts or comments here? I'm going to start asking people by name here if you have any particular comments here, if nobody starts talking. Let's see. Alexander, any? Justine, Kenny, Marcelo, Aziz? Any thoughts, questions, ideas? I'm seeing multiple people are typing in the chat. So I'm just going to wait to see what they're saying. Okay, Alexander says his comments are on the wiki page. And... I'm just waiting. I think Justine is typing something, so I just want to see what she has to say. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, any other comments or thoughts? Very well. While Justine is typing it, while Justine is completing her comments, I do have a suggestion regarding this. My suggestion is that, given that these two comments raised on the wiki is outside the scope of the application for .book by Amazon EU SARL, I I would recommend that the RG not submit a comment for consideration by ALAC. But given that the comments raise a policy issue regarding new GTLDs, that the discussions be referred to the at-large new GTLD working group for discussion and possibly any policy recommendations coming out of that working group will be my thoughts or recommendations on this matter. Okay. I see that Euro, go ahead.
Yeah, I just I'd like to say that I agree with your suggestion.
Okay, thank you. I see Justine is also agreeing with me, and I think her comments in the chat were essentially along the same lines there. Okay, any other thoughts on this? Like I said, Kenny, Marcelo, Aziz, I want to get your ideas on this and whether you agree or disagree with this recommendation. Okay, Kenny is saying he agrees.
I am agree.
Aziz, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Who else is on the RG list? Marcelo? Is Marcelo on the call? Or? Okay. Alexander? While Marcelo is thinking on it. Okay. Well, Marcelo, if you're hearing this, then, you know, you could type it in the chat. But I just want to get an idea or record of this. Alexander, I see agreement from Alexander. And I'm just waiting on Marcelo, or whether he agrees or not, or has any questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm not seeing any response from Marcelo, so I'm not sure whether he's hearing this or not. But I'm seeing that, for the record, I'm seeing that the review group members on this call, Alexander, Aziz, Justine, Kenny, and Yuru, agrees with the suggestion that given that the comments raises issues outside of the scope of the application for .book or by Amazon EU, we will not submit a comment for consideration by ALAC, for submission, for possible consideration for submission to the ICANN's GTLD comment forum by the end of the application comment period. We will, however, recommend that, given that this issue raises policy implications regarding new GTLDs and the availability of domains under new GTLDs, that it be referred to the at-large new GTLD working group for discussion and for that group to come up with any policy recommendations for ALAC to consider. I think that's the gist of what... I see Heidi has her hand raised. I'm sorry, Heidi. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thank you. This is Heidi for the record. Just a question. Would the RG like to raise this issue through the new GTLD working group by email, or would you like to request a special call to discuss that? I am just stating this as the next regularly scheduled call of the at-large new GTLD working group is the 27th of August.
Yes, thanks, Heidi. I think what we for the record, we'll have to. I think what we have to do is write a formal email to show that what we have looked at the comments and have made this decision. and then send it via email to the new GTLD working group chairs. And then they themselves can then decide whether, well, whether to treat it on the August 27th new GTLD working group call, or whether they themselves want to then have a special call to then discuss the issue. I think that's the best approach.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay. Any other further thoughts, comments, questions? I mean, now is the time. Oh, I'm sorry, Yoru. I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't raised my hand, but perhaps it's there from before.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I guess it's my thing hasn't updated yet. Okay. Okay. Well, then, any other final thoughts, further comments, going once, going twice, going thrice? Okay, very well. So I'll drop the email regarding what we've decided here, and I'll post it to the RG list for any further comment or an approval. So thank you all for this. So the next item on the agenda is developing a one-page summary of the ALAC at-large objection process. I think there's been some communication regarding ICANN combining a one-page document from the GAC objection process and the at-large objection process. I don't know who from at-large staff would be willing to talk about this.
I'm happy to do that, Dave.
Go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, so the original request from the XCOM was that staff were to look into having a one pager, basically two sides, one to discuss, to have a simple explanatory text to both ALAC as well as the GAC processes for objections or early warning in terms of for the GAC. After some discussion, including with the GAC support, it's been suggested that the ALAC move ahead with their one-pager, which is now actually, again, if they get both pages, a double, one side, double-sided, for their objections process. So this can include now text as well as a new form of the flowcharts that you developed.
Okay.
So basically, the earlier we can get a draft text, the faster we can get something produced. I have stressed that this is time relevant, and I'm pushing internally to get this produced quite quickly.
Okay. Thanks, Heidi. Okay. Well, actually, Seth Reese actually submitted a document within the 2 hours when he sent his apologies to me. So I'll review this document and put it up on the wiki page, because we do have a wiki page set up for this. And I think we'll make it an action item to actually try to complete this as soon as possible. I would like to try to go for I would like to set the deadline for, let's say, the end of the week. So that will be the action item, the second action item from this call. The first one being to draft the text of what we agreed on our actions regarding .book, the .book application by Amazon.eu. So we'll try to get that done by the 10th. And I'll also look at, as you said, regarding the use of flowcharts, maybe some sort of summary flowchart that could be used as part of the one-page document. Okay. Any thoughts, comments, questions, or any volunteers?
I'm wondering where that text is. Where is that draft text that you've prepared?
It is on the wiki. Let me see if I can find it.
I'm on the review group workspace, and I'm
okay.
not seeing it.
Okay, well, here was the, I found it. Let me paste it in the chat. That was the, you know, the proposed text, which was summarizing both the application comment period and the objection process. But I mean, since this document is going to be published after the application comment period, we don't really need to make any mention of that. We only just need to focus on is the objection process, the at-large objection process. So, and Seth Rees, like I said, he sent me a document, which I have yet to review. So I'll review it and then upload it to the wiki as like, well, a version 2, and then work to update that document if necessary. Okay? And I see Dave Kissendoyal has just joined the AC Room Bridge. Welcome, Dave. Very well. Let's see. Any other business next steps? Well, let me ask the group. Is there any other business that anybody wants to raise? Going once, going twice. Well, just a note that actually we received additional comments from Olivier to the review group for our information. So one was like I don't think we really need to really consider those things statements formally. It's really for our information. But I probably might try to respond to one or two of them on the list. So also next steps. Well, there's been no other. We are not going to do anything else in terms of the application comment period. So our next step is to really continue to perform outreach on all the RELO calls, on all the RELO mailing lists. To the objection process is still in play until late November. That's when any decisions have to be made by the review group to review the comments and then decide to file formal objection comments for consideration by the RELOs and then by the ALAC afterwards. So we should still try to do that outreach and see if there are any other comments on any of the applications out there. And I guess also going back to this one-page document, this could also be very useful to not only for publication by ICANN, but it also could be useful for outreach to the at-large and to let's say members of the public and so forth. So the production of the one-page document would be a useful document in this regard. Very well. Any other thoughts, comments, questions? If not, we can end this call. Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. Well. Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for attending this call. We have two action items. One is to summarize what was decided by the review group on this call, that is not to submit a comment on the DocBook application by Amazon EU, and to refer the discussion to the at-large new GTLD working group, since the comments raised has policy implications regarding the new GTLD program. And we'll also look at producing the one-page document. Tentatively, we're going to try to do this by the end of this week, to get this one-page document ready for submission to ICANN. Okay, with that, I think I'll just end the call, and thank you all for coming for this call, and have a good day.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye.